USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While both Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on the fact that we need to stop bringing Russian oil into the United States, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, speaking on Newsmax, has some ideas on how to replace that oil.
What we need right now is an Operation Warp Speed for American energy. Bring together the federal agencies and you bring together the oil industry and you say, okay, Keystone Pipeline would give us 830,000 barrels a day. We need to be putting that into the pipeline. Let's get that done.
U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs in January, a trend that pushed up workers' pay and added to inflationary pressures throughout the United States. Employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of January, down slightly from the record of 11.4 million in December, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Truckers protesting around Washington, D.C. say they won't stop driving around the Beltway until they meet with more lawmakers and the national COVID-19 state of emergency is fully lifted. Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Ted Cruz of Texas met with some members of the self-proclaimed People's Convoy for about 2 hours at the Capitol. The truckers are also calling for congressional hearings into the origins of COVID-19 and an investigation into the government response. A federal judge in Florida has stopped the Navy from removing a commander of a destroyer while he seeks a religious exemption from the vaccine, even though he has allegedly disobeyed the service's rules for coronavirus mitigation. The judge's ruling is part of a case that seeks to be a class action lawsuit on the military's vaccine mandate filed by more than 30 unnamed officers and enlisted personnel from all of the military branches in November of 2021. Judge Stephen Merriday criticized the Navy's contention that mitigation measures other than vaccination are not as effective as the vaccination itself. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
President Joe Biden wants an investigation into how burn pits may have affected our veterans.
President Biden wants the United States to study whether burn pits in the war on terror caused veterans to develop cancer.
When our troops came home, the fittest among them, greatest fighting force in the history of the world, too many of them were not the same. Headaches, dizziness, numbness, cancer. We don't know yet enough about the connection between burn pits and each of these diseases.
Biden telling an audience in North Texas he thinks it's possible the environmental exposure was similar to how soldiers in Vietnam got cancer from Agent Orange. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 14-year-old Washington State boy has now been charged with attempted assault after he put his belt around his teacher's neck during class. The incident unfolded March 2nd at Bethel High School in Spanaway, Washington, between the student and his PE teacher. The teacher said the boy came up behind her, threw his belt around her neck, and pulled her back. The teacher grabbed the belt and turned to see the boy standing right beside her. The teacher then ran to the office and called for help, and the police arrived. Charles Edward Enterman, who helped turn his family's New York-based bakery into a national brand, died in Florida at the age of 92. After expanding Enterman's nationally in the 1970s, the family sold the business to pharmaceutical company Warner Lambert, and the brand has been sold several times and now is owned and manufactured in Maryland by Bimbo Bakeries USA. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.